All right, folks, welcome back to a weekly version of the Sunday morning table talk with Rookie's family. We're a couple of days overdue here.
One day.
We usually record Sunday morning, and Sunday morning was just an absolutely gorgeous day. So what we decided to do is just kind of take a little time off and enjoy the day outside together. We're still all under quarantine. And we really enjoyed gardening, sitting around, and we said, oh, we'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow came, everybody's like, oh, we'll do it in the afternoon. Oh, we'll do it at night. We love doing it. It's fun. But it didn't work. We had so much quality time outside that we decided that we could have recorded outside too next time. I never thought about
you
that.
I think inside's the best way. I feel like it's windy and that microphone's going to pick up everything.
Really? All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll check it out. All of us are not present. We tried to connect with Matthew, but he is out and about. I think he's hanging with Haley somewhere. But the rest of us and Finley are sitting here. And we do appreciate you downloading every week, every episode. And we did get some feedback that, where's the podcast? Well, it's here and it'll be there shortly so you can enjoy it during the week. All right, week in review. Day what, Mom?
Day number 50 of quarantine.
Podcast number 76.
How does that make you feel?
Good.
Great.
We're slightly garden obsessed at this point. We sat down to dinner tonight and it was noticeably quiet at the dinner table. And I think Sophia was the first person to call it out. And McLaren said she noticed the same thing. But we said, well, we're with each other all day. We all know what everyone's doing. So that portion of the conversation is kind of gone. So this might be a good time to break out your table topics, boxes, or anything conversation starter type stuff.
Yeah. No kidding.
I would say also last night we had a killer game of Scattergories. And yeah. Scattergories is such a fun game.
Great game.
But when you know you're getting down to the last couple seconds and that timer's slowing down and it's the letter I, you know, and nothing fits. I hate having blank spaces on
That's
Scattergories.
The worst. I do
too.
The stress in that game is unreal. I literally get like a rush.
Or when you like a list and then it's like the letter I and you're like, oh, well, darn it. That's awful.
Right, it is. Gabe chose not to play.
Yep.
He wasn't home.
He did not.
Oh, that's right. He was gone. He came home later.
He was
that's
at
right.
a friend's house.
Right.
Yeah, but the nice weather has been really, really nice.
It has been. It's a lifesaver, actually, I feel like.
Yeah, because when at the beginning of all this, when you had to be stuck inside and it was like rainy and gross out, there were days where I was like, I hate this. I don't want to do this. And now it's nice. And I'm like, oh, we can go work out in the backyard or we can go sit out in the backyard. It's very nice.
Or if you're a podcast listener, you can say, I can listen to this outside or inside to this family podcast.
Yeah, no, I've been catching up on a lot of podcasts laying out. So it's a good thing to turn on.
It is. And I hope if you are listening, you'll let a couple other family members or friends know that. Might be a little bit bored.
However, guys, there could be an issue with being outside.
What?
Because if 2020 isn't bad enough, we now have a new thing to worry about.
I know what it is.
Japanese
giant hornets.
Oh, really? I guess right?
Hell,
you're right.
No.
Yep, the Asian giant hornets have made its way to the U.S. They do not know how. They are located in Washington State at this time. And beekeepers have reported piles of dead bees with their heads ripped off at an alarming sight in the country. So it's super scary. And they're about 2 inches long.
Yeah.
Have you not heard about this, Sophia?
I'm terrified of bees, so this is literally my worst nightmare.
This is not a bee.
Basically that.
They are nicknamed they're nicknamed murder hornets. And they have big funky eyes and they want to live in our honeybee hives. So they invade the honeybee hives and destroy the hive and kill all of our honeybees, which we're trying to save right now.
Right.
If a human is stung, it's very venomous. And if you're stung a couple times, it's deadly. So
here's the thing. Is there anything, or has there been any discovery where, like, if you kill one more swarm?
I don't know. Like, that does happen with other things.
Yeah. It's the Japanese honeybees can defend against them, but nothing else.
Why are they just coming here now, though?
Mom said they don't know.
They don't know. They think that they could have been transported here on international cargo.
Intentionally or not?
Well, let's hope not intentionally, but in today's world, one does not know.
I mean, I almost feel like we're going through a plague thing right now.
I read an article about them, and they said, like, they have a stinger, but they also, like, have, I don't know if it was their hands, but it goes, they're like little machetes.
Pinchers.
And they just rip off the bees' heads.
Go ahead and tell everybody about the documentary we watched. How did that colony defend itself against the one Japanese hornet?
That's right, I did see that
too. Like, the Japanese honeybees will engulf like the Japanese hornet and get the, like, they all go together in like a big ball.
Hog pile.
Heat the hornet up until it fries.
Ew. Wow.
And the Japanese honeybees, they heat up the Japanese hornet to 110 degrees. But the Japanese honeybees have a
higher heat of
112. So this is how God is amazing. I know this is bad stuff going on right now, but where in God's plan did he say, chapter 8 on honeybees, we're going to tell them that they have to swarm these guys. I mean, it's so amazing.
But how would you like to be the one that has to kind of give up its life?
Oh, yeah.
Because in what I saw,
the first guy stands off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has to basically give up its life in order for the others to
attack
the hornet.
Ray, I'm on break. It's your turn to be the guy this time. You're on watch.
Because I guess, do the hornets, they send in a scout, basically. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, like one worker bee will go and then they'll find, or one worker hornet.
And he drops his scents. He marks his territory so they know.
And then they eat it all after they
kill
it.
Well, the other thing is the common beekeeper suit that they wear is not effective with these.
Oh, my God.
So they're telling people in Washington right now is if you see one of these, you have to report it. Stay away from it. You have to call authorities so they can come. And you will not be safe in a beekeeper suit. They have to wear special suits.
Let's hope they don't make it their way from Washington.
Yeah.
I don't know. But there's no way to stop them right now.
It's in the state of Washington, not D.C., correct?
The state of Washington.
Okay. Damn. Which was in D.C.
What?
I'm joking. Get some of the politicians. That's a joke. I'm not saying that for real.
Okay, well, I have something to talk about.
Do it.
Hit us.
Nude tanning. I want to get people's thoughts about nude tanning right now.
Nude?
Try it.
N-U-D-E.
Yes, as in naked tanning. What would be your thoughts if your neighbor was naked tanning?
Depends on who my neighbor is.
Right.
But would you guys be acceptable if...
Do you think, like, you're going to be doing nude tanning in our backyard?
No, I'm not... I would. Like, I would totally... I'm for nude tanning because I don't want tan lines. But I would not do it in our yard in regards to the family and the neighbors. But I just wanted to see everyone's vibe.
I could not nude tan. First of all, I don't care enough about it.
There are places where topless is totally okay.
Right, but that's not really in
Minnesota,
the U.S., I feel like.
Yes, sir.
In Las Vegas.
Do you know, in Las Vegas, they have topless pools.
Oh.
And in New York, in Manhattan, shirt is not required for women.
Right.
That's true.
So, apparently you see them in Central Park. I never have. I think I see them all the time and I don't. But that's why in Times Square and stuff, they have just the people with the body painting on, and that's legal.
That was Gabe's first exposure to Rob Luis.
I wasn't even looking. I was looking at like a billboard, and then all of a sudden, Mom's grabbing my arm, telling me, "Look, look, look, look." And I was like, "What?"
Mom was trying to expose Gabe.
Okay, well, anyways.
The other thing that was really funny in New York, kind of along the same lines, and then we'll get back to you, Sophia.
Dad got scammed by a monk?
No. Monk, in quotation marks.
A guy wearing Nike tennis shoes and jeans with, like, a robe over him, and Dad is like, okay, this guy seems legit.
I got him. He's a good guy.
No, I was going to say, I liked the side of a building, and I wanted to take a photo of it, but then Gabe was just kind of leaning against it, the front. And he's leaning there, and it was a gentleman's club with the sign right above his head, and he was completely clueless. It was kind of funny.
I love that.
That was funny.
Kind of goes on with the nude tanning.
Yeah. So what if you guys were to see a neighbor, though, tanning nude, what would you do? Nothing? Or
nothing.
Well, would what would you think? Offended? I was supposed to call the police?
I don't know. I wanted to see you guys' reaction.
I wouldn't do anything. I'd just be like, oh, lucky them.
Okay.
But if it's a hot neighbor... Binoculars on and out.
Oh, stop.
I don't think
on and out.
Okay, well, I was looking this up online, and I came across a website that was called The Hip Formis. It's like, I don't know. I can put it on social media. But that was the question is, do you tan nude in your backyard? Do your neighbors bother you? And the responses on this were just so funny to me. This one girl says... So she lives in an apartment. And she says, the guy flat above me, who's my neighbor nearest to me, just came out a few minutes ago and said something like, oh, hi, it's summer finally. We exchanged a smile and that was it.
And what does that mean? Home. They were both tanning nude?
No, she was tanning nude and he just comes out. He's like, oh, hi, finally summer. And this girl's just butt naked.
What?
Well, she's in an apartment building. What do you expect?
Well, I'm just...
The guy's got one way out.
I don't know. I was just dying. And before she moved in, she asked him if it was okay if she would tan nude on her terrace.
Well, I don't think there's any guy that's going to say no.
So he comes out and checks on me every day. Isn't that nice of him?
But if he lives above her, how can he look down?
Well, wait a minute now. Didn't your mom used to have a neighbor that would shower outside?
Bill?
Yeah,
but he wore a nude-colored Speedo. But he'd shower outside in a nude Speedo.
I think my mom kind of liked him.
She did. They went on a date. Yeah. I'm just joking.
No.
No, she did not.
No, she did not.
I don't know, but you guys should look up these responses because they are so funny. Like, some talk about, like, teen girls were, like, staring through this privacy fence and giggling, and the guy was like, oh, I was just pretending I was sleeping, but I could hear their giggles.
Oh, my gosh.
And then one person says, my neighbors threw a horseshoes at my spike.
Oh, my Lord.
I just thought it was really...
Yikes.
Yeah, so about the nude tanning. Well, the Sotzers, my sister's family, they were on a cruise last year.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know where they were, but on the 4th of July, they were at a beach, and there was a naked parade down the beach.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were all just naked walking down the beach.
Every
so I guess they're naked tanners.
Yeah.
Exposing.
I would so be a naked tanner. I would love that.
I would be a little too humble.
Yeah, no one wants to see me naked tanning.
Well, I am bringing a book review to the table, and it is called The Wife Between Us, and I just finished it yesterday, and it was really recommended on Amazon, and I think on a book list that I saw, and so I recommended it to our book club. I know two of my aunts finished it and liked it, and then it's rocky at the start because it's flipping back and forth, and there's two authors, and they each write their own chapter, and then it comes together at the end, and literally the last two pages of the book, I was like, oh my gosh, I did not see that coming, and they just subtly dropped it, and there's lots of twists and turns. It was really good. I highly recommend it.
It's by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen. Pekkanen. The Wife Between Us.
And that the Sarah lady, I just ordered a few more of her books. And I ordered their next book. I don't remember the name of it. But.
Well, I think in this book, one author writes one chapter and the other. That. Oh, you did? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet. I'm next. She just gave it to me to read. So, psychological thriller.
It's so good. I wish it could be a movie, but I'm not sure that would be possible.
Yeah.
Because the twists
really
and turns
good.
Are so crazy. But, yeah. So, if you're looking for a good read during quarantine, I don't know if a guy would
I was just going to ask you that.
That was my next question. Would I like it?
I mean, I don't know. It is, like, the three main characters are women, and then there's one husband. That's not giving anything away, trust me. So, I don't really know. I guess I wouldn't recommend it for men unless they don't really care about female characters. That sounds bad, but I don't know.
I don't think I'll give it a shot.
Dad!
I still have to get my two Russian books from Tom Rob Smith. Child 44 was the first in the series, and now there's two others that go back, and it's KGB, Russian stuff, during the Cold War, and it enthralls you because you don't know what's going to happen next or how he's going to get out of the main character of the story. So Tom Rob Smith, Child 44, start with that. You won't be disappointed. It was recommended to me from Joe, and I really like it.
So that'd be a good guy book.
That's a guy. Yeah. It's a guy book for sure because there's some gore.
I think you've talked about it before on the podcast.
I think you have, too.
Yeah, but it is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, what do you have? How are you surviving?
Doing great.
Come on.
Do you like your online schooling?
I love my online schooling. I think that it's way better because I can do everything like on my own time, and it's just easier.
Now, I've heard some kids saying that they have way more homework. Like maybe teachers are trying to overcompensate for the fact that they're not in school by giving more homework. Do you find that?
In some classes, yes, but in other classes, the teachers are kind of just not really. Like, for my math, for example, we only have, like, one assignment per week, and then we have a quiz. So it's kind of like, because he knows that it's hard, and math is a hard thing to kind of learn. Like,
that seems very
The only thing good about that is it's geometry.
That's true.
So it's not really a building on thing. If it were an algebra where you are always building or, you know,
well,
I'd be more concerned.
Well, I can see that, but this is like, it's more, you got to learn like the background. So the entire week we're learning the lesson. And then we'll have a quiz and like a 20, 30 problem assignment.
Yeah, I would like that. Seems legit.
How about you, Soph?
More homework? I feel like I'm having more homework. But again, all this homework that I'm having, I think, would be done in class.
Mm-hmm.
So I just see it as more things to do because I'm not in a classroom setting. So, I don't know. A lot more papers and stuff, though, but it's manageable. Viz taught me well.
Oh, the dog is chewing on something, and I just discovered it's my highlighter.
Oh.
Finny.
So, there's that.
It's your highlighter, Finny. For this next week that's coming up, we've got mild weather here. Does anybody have any recommendations for places around the Twin Cities that you can't wait to go see once we're fully opened up?
Like stores?
Stores, places.
McLaren's going to be spending all her time indoors shopping.
Yeah. Put me right at TJ Maxx.
The inside of my friend's houses.
Restoration Hardware.
Restoration Hardware. That's right.
Restaurant.
Yep.
That was kind of right before everything shut down.
I can't wait to go to Punch Pizza. It's my favorite pizza.
That's the other thing, too, is yes, people are getting to go, and I think people are being very generous with to-go orders for all across the metro and probably the country. But it's so weird. We went to my mom's last week. It was her 79th birthday. And we did an outside social distancing surprise party. Happy birthday, Grandma. And she loved it. It was great. And then I thought after, oh, great. Then we'll go somewhere for dinner with the whole family. And then went, oh, No, we can't. There's no...
Nope.
It's the to-go stuff, and...
I know.
It is sad, like, just because we... That's part of our weekends, is, like, we do go out on the weekends. And then, like, we got into the best Saturday night routine where we go to Mass, and then we go out. And part of... The best part of summer is you're finally able to get to go somewhere and eat outside and enjoy the beautiful patios that people put on for outside places. And right. You're just not going to get any of that this year.
Yeah, that's weird. And I think about, like, even when things open back up, when will we be able to go back to an assisted living facility and see our people there? That might be even longer. It's been 2 months now since I've seen my mom. And they have had their first reported case of COVID. Not in her little area, although one person was tested in there, but it was negative. But, you know, it one person is all it takes. There was one worker and one resident.
Well, and think of how bad things were in the New Hope facility.
It's just heartbreaking.
What was that, 49 people?
Yeah, that is so heartbreaking.
So that's got to be one of the last things that's going to open, because it's just, that's a serious, unnecessary risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it is too bad, because you do want to go in there and see your loved ones, but it is a huge safety.
Right, because I would say that's the first thing I want to do when this is over, but... Unfortunately, I don't see that ending anytime soon.
Because, in one spot, 49 people, that is...
The one thing that is a positive from this is so many dog and cat adoptions from people being lonely or wanting to... They're running out of... They've had numerous calls. People are adopting dogs and cats. One news story we saw where they were completely empty, and they said, we've never had an empty, you know, humane society or facility that that had absolutely no one.
Here's the thing, though, that I was thinking about that. Yeah, it's great that all these people, but a lot of times people don't adopt animals because they work. So you're adopting this animal, and then, like, it's great. It's giving you company during quarantine, but then when you go back to your 8-hour job a day, then the dogs just...
That's what they were talking about on the news, is the separation anxiety from pets, new pets especially, because they're used to people being home with them, and then once it's back to normal.
All the poor puppies that were adopted right now, it's like, they think that this is what happens. My owner never leaves me, and then it's going to be like, oops, sorry.
So I feel like there could be a spike then after this is over at the... shelters and surrender places.
Yeah, because people are going back to their real life and don't want to have to deal with the animal.
Body. And they especially aren't going to want to deal with an animal with separation anxiety, because they can be really difficult and very naughty.
Speaking from lots of experience.
That's not fun to deal with.
It really is. But there's a little silver lining anyway.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest thing. And the weirdest thing about it is we don't have, and we can't say Christmas, Halloween, 4th of July. I'm picking holidays, but.
What about Halloween?
See you.
I'm still hoping my 4th of July plans will still be intact, as it's sounding like they are right now. Because 4th of July is one of my favorite holidays besides Thanksgiving. But I didn't even think about Halloween. Like,
why is that such a big deal?
I love Halloween.
But for me,
one of my favorites.
But, like, for me being old, it's not a bummer. But for, like, all those little kids that go trick-or-treating and look forward to their costumes.
Me being in college, that's the one night you get to dress, like, really hot and be, like, not judged for it.
What is wrong with you?
Sleazy nurse. Hey, what's up?
Sophia.
Sorry, I'm just
saying. That
won't
be happening.
Sleazy Whole Foods essential checkout girl.
Dad.
Oh my gosh.
But it is. And again, it's the sad part is, like, my, you know, dad and mom sitting around, or anybody old, you know, your mom. And it's really, thank God for those healthcare workers that are out there. And a lot of my airport people are, you know, there's still people at the airport that are working, and some of the people I know are doing overnight testing. So when they came off the plane, they got to test them, see if they got a fever. And they got all the garb on and stuff like that. Some of my former coworkers.
Jeez. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
How come you didn't get signed up for that?
I don't know. I think that they might be full-time people, though.
That might be the luck of the part-time draw.
I'm ready to sign them up for just about anything. Yeah.
Speaking of the airport, I saw, which I haven't seen anything come of this, but Delta and JetBlue were saying they don't want to fly to MSP right now, have anything, because there's just not enough people leaving and not enough people coming back, that they're not making enough money to fly out of here.
Well, I know, I don't know about Delta because I haven't looked at their flight loads, but I know that Sun Country has, they still go to Fort Myers, they still go to Las Vegas, and some other places, and their planes were half, not half full, less than half, maybe about 70, and that, it's different every day. I'm not giving out any industry secrets, but... So there's still a couple flights flying, and there's some Army-based flights and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it's, you know, when it used to be hundreds of flights, even just on Sun Country, it's down to 25 or 50.
Crazy.
It is. It's really sad because there's a lot of people at the airport that, I mean, the workers that serve the food, that did all the stuff there, that's the taxi guys, the Uber guys. I mean, it was just, it was nonstop. It's like a mini city. And to go there, I think the last time I was there was March 24th, when I took those haunting pictures of nobody. Nobody in the ticket counter, nobody at the gates, nobody in the hallways. It was so eerie. And that was the last time I worked there.
Wow.
Pretty good high note, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Now that we've cheered everyone up.
Yeah, right.
Let's go back to New Tanny. Yes.
Here we go. Let's go. Hey.
I actually have an epiphany.
Yep. There it is.
You could nude tan, and if you had you know how in hospitals how they have drapes and stuff that kind of go around you?
Yeah.
If you had that, you could nude tan. So if you found a cute way to put that in your yard I don't know. I just feel like I'm on to something.
Do you want
like
a confession?
What?
No, please.
No.
At Goodrich, up on our deck, we used to have a little kiddie pool, and I had a floaty that would fit inside the kiddie pool that I could lay back, and it was just perfect. I would take my top off and tan topless in the pool.
Oh my gosh!
Because no one would see, so I just would wear something that would tie on and off, so I'd get in the pool and I'd take it off. This is when I knew people weren't home, and then obviously I wouldn't sit up, and I'd put it back on and walk down after.
Well, that house at least is on a hill. You got nobody above you.
Yeah, we were protected up on the deck.
Yeah. Yeah, no one could have seen you up there.
Yeah.
But still.
I mean, I still wouldn't do it.
It wasn't full nude, but it was topless.
You know, I think I'm here for make nude tanning normal.
Normalize nude tanning.
First of all, you're not supposed to be tanning at all.
Why?
You could get skin cancer.
Oh.
She's going to have it because she doesn't put sunscreen on.
She doesn't even smoke.
Please. I don't even smoke.
You're not going to get a tan. What is it? The line from Aquamarine?
Yeah.
You're never going to tan with all those clothes on.
Or skin cancer?
Please. We don't even smoke.
No. That's a funny line.
It's an ultimate line.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Well, we have an abbreviated podcast here today. It's a little fix. We owe you another one. So, yeah, we're going to do another half an hour podcast sometime this week. Yeah.
He says that every week. Don't listen to him.
He's promising things that you can't keep because, again, I'm sorry, you're the only one that is spotty working right now. I got a job. I got things going on.
Why don't you try one by yourself?
Nude tanning?
Dad!
I'm going to do a nude podcast. That's what I will do.
Even Dad could do a podcast together.
Well, he is going to school.
And I'm going to get a job.
All right. What is this? Let's go. Tell the people. Where do you want to work?
We'll not say places yet. Yeah.
Okay. Not saying anything.
Right. We don't need to say that.
Gabe's face. I'll tell him. It's the local McDonald's.
And Victoria's Secret.
Flipping some burgers?
You should have seen Mom's face she shot when I said I'd tell him.
Hmm. I love that face too. It's like,
she's panicking
no,
right
stop,
now.
Right now,
oh, it's
immediately.
So cute.
Well, A, he doesn't have a job, and B, I'm not sure I want to put out where he's going to be working.
The local McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Stop and see him there.
They pay for your college.
Cool. All
right, well, peace out. We'll catch you next time. Table Talk with Rookie's Family. If you found us, you know where we are on social media, but we would like to remind you to drop us a line if you want us to talk about something. We love your feedback because it's not like radio where we get immediate feedback. So we rely on your input to tell us how to be better or more exciting. All right, gang. Signing off here. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Mr. Skillroot is calling me.
What are you doing? Turn the podcast on.
We love you guys. Bye. Normalize nude tanning.
Okay. Turn the podcast off.